Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A year after rebel groups escalated Myanmar's civil war, Bible translators are pressing on. Then, what to do when culture clashes with our allegiance to God? We'll unpack that story for you in a few minutes. But first, this week marks 1 year since three rebel groups in Myanmar united and launched an offensive against the ruling junta. It shifted the balance of power, but there's still no end in sight to the civil war that began after the 2021 coup. Civilians and targeted ethnic groups have paid the price. More than 5,300 have been killed and over 3 million displaced. But hope remains. We connected with Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide, and he offers a snapshot of resilient local Bible translators caught in the conflict.
It's not so much that they are ignoring what goes on to their community. This is a group of young people that have handed out physical resources when various villages were attacked in the civil war. They've been praying for them, but they don't ever stop doing their translation work.
In one instance, the team needed to record a portion of scripture.
They found an abandoned ambulance, and they put mattresses in it for soundproofing, and they did their recordings inside this ambulance.
We can't name the community they come from for security purposes, but Weaver says it's one with very few believers. Pray for encouragement and for God's word to succeed in reaching their people caught in devastation and challenges of the war. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Switching gears, sometimes it's not the external that challenges the spread of the gospel. What we believe about ourselves impacts what we believe about God and our ability to tell others about Him. Lisa Pack of Finishing the Task draws our attention to the question one young woman brought to her. If God loves me, why did He make me a girl?
Culture has been telling her that she is less than the boys, less than the older women, less than the cattle, depending on the culture.
Human trafficking, lack of education, child marriage, these are all realities for many girls all over the world. And if they've never felt the love and protection of an earthly father, it's hard for them to imagine the love of a heavenly father. Pack argues that this truth is crucial in reaching the unreached.
You need to know how much you are loved because it is out of that heart that you are able to love others.
You can be part of affirming this love in the women of your life and maybe in your own heart.
I think the first step is your mothers, your daughters, your aunties, your nieces, girls in your class, your neighbor's daughter, you start treating them with the respect that you would treat somebody who carries the image of God as Christ bearers.
And finally, when culture clashes with God's word, what has to give way? Weston Francis with Hutchcraft Ministries knows that cultural preservation is a sensitive topic among Native Americans who faced so much mistreatment by people of other cultures. But Francis stands on Exodus 20, verse 3, where the Lord says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
There's the talk of syncretism, of blending of traditional practices and redeeming of a culture. As long as we slap the name of Jesus on this practice or this dance, it's okay. But the reality is the moment a culture, that not just the Native American culture, but any culture around the world, the moment the want and need for preservation of a culture becomes more than your love for God, you have already crossed the line.
Many things can become practical idols in a Christian's life. Consider your own allegiances, traditions, and routines.
It's not just with our culture. We do it all the time. Our phones, our family, you know, the people that we love. We need to be able to have the maturity and the diligence and discipline to recognize when we're putting something more before our relationship with God.
Pray for young Christians in Native America that they would follow Jesus over traditions or values of their cultures. God can do some incredible things with a young person who's fully committed to Him.
I believe that when God gets a hold of a young Native American, they have an opportunity to reach people that you and I may never ever get to reach.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.